This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. presidential transition is in turmoil as U.S. President Donald Trump refuses to concede the race to projected presidential-elect Joe Biden. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Biden has started on plans to build out his administration, but he does not yet have access to federal agencies. The General Services Administration is holding off on formally starting the transition, saying the race's winner has not been ascertained, and signaling it may not do so until the Electoral College meets next month or the president concedes, which he is not expected to formally do. In the meantime, he started a purge of those considered not sufficiently loyal, yesterday firing Pentagon Chief Mark Esper. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ethiopia says peace are only possible with Tigray's local government. If military hardware is destroyed, federal officials are released from custody and leaders of the region are arrested. This comes hours after the African Union called for an immediate halt to the conflict. Hundreds of Russian peacekeepers are heading to Nagorno-Karabakh after Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to a peace deal to end weeks of fierce fighting over the disputed region. The Moscow-brokered agreement came after a string of Azerbaijani victories in its fight to retake the ethnic Armenian enclave. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a case Republican elected officials and the Trump administration are hoping will kill the Affordable Care Act. This is the Supreme Court's third major case over the 10-year-old law, popularly known as Obamacare. Republican attorney generals in 18 states and the Trump administration want the whole law to be struck down, which would threaten coverage for more than 23 million people. For the latest news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. A top Pakistani official tells VOA the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine is not suitable for Pakistan or other developing countries because of the negative 80 degrees Celsius temperatures required to keep or transport the medicine. American pharmaceutical company Pfizer announced Monday that late-stage testing on its potential COVID-19 vaccine indicates it is more than 90% effective. In Europe, hospitals are running out of beds and the doctors and nurses to staff them. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
In Italy, lines of ambulances park outside hospitals awaiting beds. And in France, the government coronavirus tracking app prominently displays the intensive care capacity taken up by COVID-19 patients, 92.5% and rising. In the ICU wards in Barcelona, there's no end in sight for the doctors and nurses who endured this once already earlier in the year. Health officials, many advocating a return to stricter lockdowns, warn that adding beds will do no good because there aren't enough doctors and nurses trained to staff them. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The vaccine news brought some relief from an otherwise grim picture worldwide, which included the death of veteran Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat from coronavirus complications at the age of 65. The Vatican is denying a cover-up over a U.S. ex-cardinal accused of sexual abuse, admitting mistakes were made but saying Theodore McCarrick's crimes had for years been nothing but rumors. The influential former Archbishop of Washington, who played a key role in raising funds for the Holy See from wealthy U.S. donors, was stripped of his cardinal's title in 2018 and his priest status in 2019. Jordanians voted Tuesday in elections set to keep parliament in the hands of tribal and pro-government deputies under a system that underrepresents the cities where the Islamist and liberal opposition do best. The elections coincide with public discontent as Jordan grapples with its worst economic crisis in many years, with unemployment and poverty aggravated by the COVID-19 pandemic. The trial of three men suspected of belonging to an Islamist militant cell behind a van rampage in Barcelona in 2017 started on Tuesday in Spain's high court amid heightened security measures. According to court documents, two defendants faced charges of belonging to a terrorist organization, manufacturing and storing explosives, and attempting to cause widespread destruction. Collins Dictionary selected lockdown as the 2020 word of the year. The editors say the word has become synonymous with the pandemic experience of populations across the world. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.